It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Employees will soon be able to get COVID vaccines at their workplaces. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Governor Jared Polis says the state will start offering vaccine clinics at workplaces statewide starting next week.
That means we can work with the employer or the union or the trade association of any size, you 30 employees, 300 employees, 3,000 employees, to have a very simple on-site vaccination event.
Vaccination rates in Colorado have slowed, so now as more teens also become eligible, the push is to get shots out closer to where people live, work, or go to school. Employers can sign up at atworkvaccinationsco.com. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs police believe the man who allegedly shot six people last weekend at a birthday party was angry about not being invited. CPR's Dan Boyce says the suspect was dating a woman at the gathering.
Police Lieutenant Joe Frabile said at a press conference Tuesday, the 28-year-old Teodoro Macias had a history of controlling and jealous behavior toward his girlfriend, who was one of those killed.
This behavior in particular was most obvious with trying to isolate her from her family and making efforts to prevent her from attending family events.
Macias allegedly shot his girlfriend and five other members of her extended family before fatally turning his weapon on himself. Police say the handgun used in the killing was purchased by someone other than Macias in 2014. An investigation into how Macias got the gun is ongoing, but officers say the weapon has never been reported stolen. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The headquarters of Denver 7, the TV news station, will not become a city landmark. Denver City Council voted against that designation Monday. The company that owns both the building and Denver 7 plans to move the TV station and sell its current home to a developer that could demolish it. Three residents had applied to get landmark status for the building. Denver has highs today in the 60s, in Grand Junction highs in the 70s, and getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.